a very warm welcome. Thank you for coming here, and thank you at the outset, let me say, to Narromburn Camaray Anglican Church for hosting us. They've been very generous and kind in the way they've put the whole thing on. It's a very nice facility, and I want to thank them at the outset for their hospitality. It's very kind of them. Also, I just want to do the sort of housekeeping sort of things, get them out of the way at the beginning. That is to say, mobile phones, remember, if you have one, I always forget as well, just put it on silent. You don't have to put it in airplane mode or anything like that. Silent is fine. There are bathrooms directly behind me down through those doors, and at the end of the corridor is where you find the bathrooms if you need them. And I'm supposed to tell you about the evacuation point if something drastic goes wrong, if Andrew explodes in a ball of flame if he spontaneously combusts during the presentation and we have to flee. You can go out those doors or out the doors you came, and the evacuation gathering point is on the corner of Dodds and Willoughby. That's the street corner on my left, your right. So Willoughby Road's out the back. That next street corner apparently is where we're supposed to all gather. So there we are. Now, I do want to just tell you a little bit about the Centre for Christian Living, because I know for some of you this is your first time to a Centre for Christian Living event, and if it is your first time, a very warm welcome. The Centre for Christian Living is an activity of Moore College. It's one of the college's four centres. And like all the centres that the college runs, its aim is really to extend the work of Moore College beyond its doors and beyond its campus into the broader Christian and general community. And the particular task of the Centre for Christian Living, as the name suggests, is to bring input and scholarship to do with living the Christian life out into the Christian community, and to bless the Christian community in Sydney and beyond with the scholarship, especially the biblical scholarship of the Moore College community, into the broader Christian community in Sydney and further afield. Our tagline, our little sort of motto, is that we bring biblical ethics to everyday issues. And in many respects, that's what biblical ethics really is. And when we think about ethics, we tend to think about hard issues like bioethics or end-of-life ethics, euthanasia, or controversies about same-sex marriage, or some sort of hot ethical subject. But really all ethics is the thought process of bringing a biblical set of convictions about the world and about life and about God and about ourselves, and applying that thought process to what we do next in any given context we find ourselves in, any particular situation we find ourselves in. And so our aim at the Centre for Christian Living is to help you with that thought process, to help you think biblically about everything you're doing in your lives as Christians in the world, whether that's in your political or social life, or in your family life, or in your church life, or your personal life. And we do it by running these events. We run four events a year, and once each year at least, we get out of Moore College and go on the road and run our Centre for Christian Living event in just a parish church somewhere in Sydney, and that's why this month we're in Narromburn Camaray. There are other things we do, though, that you should know about if you want to find out more of the resources and input that the Centre for Christian Living has to offer. We have a website. If I put this clicker, it should go to the next thing. Oh, there we go. What have I done? No. There we are, website. We have a website which you'll find at ccl.moore.edu.au. And on that website, you'll find all the audio and video and text essays from all our previous events. So all the different things we've dealt with in the last several years, Islam, same-sex marriage, the conscience in the Christian life, all sorts of different interesting things, the dignity of work, which was our last event, all the video and audio of those events, plus essays coming out of that video and audio are on that website. So it's a great resource if you're wanting to find out, if you enjoy tonight and you want more, it's a great place to go. And of course, while you're there, you can sign up for our regular email updates to hear more about what we're doing and hear new resources. Another thing we've just launched in this year, over the last few months, is our Centre for Christian Living podcast. There's my smiling face on the podcast logo. Everyone's doing podcasts these days. If you haven't gotten into podcasts yet, you really should. They're fantastic. You can listen to them while you're sort of travelling on the train or doing the ironing or, you know, on the rowing machine, whatever you're doing. Just pop it in. It's a 30-minute podcast, our episodes. They deal with all the kinds of topics that I've been mentioning so far. Our last one that just came out was an interview with Andrew on the Psalms. Our next episode is an interview with Dr. Carl Truman, who's a church historian, on what the Reformation means for the everyday Christian life. So check out the Centre for Christian Living podcast, and you could subscribe to it on all the normal places where you get your podcasts. And if you don't know how to do that, ask me afterwards and I'll tell you.